okay to love them both. I did.
So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies.
Hey, welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast that will contain spoilers from The Originals, The Vampire Diaries, and Legacies. This is like definitely my comfort show. I don't really want to do a rewatch podcast, but it might end up going that way. Right now, today, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about one of my two favorite villains, Catherine Pierce, the Survivor. She's honestly a legend. I don't know if she's my first or my second favorite villain, but I do know that one of them created the other one. That's at least my opinion. So I want to talk about Catherine Pierce and aka Katerina Petrova. So she's just like such a badass in every way. Didn't start out as a villain, and then we see her become one. So she was not, like, we actually see her as a villain, obviously, or just like a girl who is toying with two brothers. But anyways, so she totally has people wrapped around her little finger. She does not care about rules. She does not care about anybody but herself and her survival. She was born in Bulgaria in the 1400s, and she has a baby out of wedlock at 14. Her father makes her get rid of the baby before she even gets a chance to hold the baby. It's a very emotional scene. And then she has to flee to another, she has to flee out of her home because her father is ashamed of her and bans her. Her father also is a traveler, which I'll get into later, maybe. So she goes and somebody introduces her to a man named Klaus. And you actually see this meeting in the episode called Klaus in The Vampire Diaries. It's season 2, episode 19. And Klaus basically, she thinks that she's being called on like to be his lover. And she's very taken by this because he is wanted by many. But she feels like he doesn't want her. And he only wants her because he wants to break this curse that was put on him that banned his werewolf side when he became a vampire by his evil mother and father, who wasn't really his father. So he finds her, like she tries to run from him because she doesn't want to sacrifice herself, which is really her choice. And he tries to hunt her, and she's like, yeah, no. So she has people already, you know, this girl. She's got people before she can even compel them, falling in love with her and doing whatever she needs them to do. Elijah wants to save her. Trevor wants to save her. She tells Elijah, Trevor, like he asks if Trevor has feelings for her, if they're real love. And she's like, well, I think Trevor has feelings for me, but I don't think it is true love unless that love is returned. And honestly, I think that Catherine and Elijah would have been a really cute couple if I had never seen Haley and Elijah together. So Catherine is portrayed by Nina Dobrev, which, by the way, she's an amazing actress. I should have started with this. She plays four different characters throughout both The Originals and The Vampire Diaries. And I forget that But anyways, so when Catherine is running from, you know, Klaus, and she's talking to Elijah before she's like, why does he even call me here? And then she figures it out. And then she's like, yeah, true love is not love unless it's returned. And so she believes in love. She believes what would be the point of life if love did not exist. But she never feels loved. And that's kind of sad. It's really sad, actually. So she never feels loved. Her father abandoned her because she had a baby. She had to give up her baby. I'm sure that has got to be traumatic when you have to forcefully give away your own child after carrying it for 9 months. Couldn't imagine the pain. So back then, her name is Katerina Petrova. And she changes it as time goes on because most people aren't really called Katerina. Although, I think I would name my baby that if I had another one. I don't want another one. But it's kind of pretty. So she changes it so she can blend in because Katerina becomes weird. So she's from Bulgaria, and the actress actually lived in Bulgaria as well, Nina Dobrev, and she could speak the language they speak there. And I love that they did that. But I just love Catherine, how her style's great, and she gives us a lot of great things to the show. She adds, first of all, she changes. She's like 20 steps ahead of everybody. She's always on the run. She's always watching. She's always stealth. She has other people doing her dirty work for her. So she like has Trevor, and then she gets Trevor's friend roped in, which is Rose. Keep wanting to say Maggie, but she plays Maggie in The Walking Dead as well. So Rose is like Trevor's best friend. They stay on the run together. She does that because she's loyal to Trevor as a friend. And they find, so like she lets Catherine come in the house. And then Catherine tricks her because she's hurt while she's running from Klaus. Even though Rose is scared of Klaus, she lets her in because Trevor said so. And then she gets vampire blood in her system and kills herself so Klaus can't use her for the human sacrifice to break his curse. And then that really shows what a villain Klaus is and how hurt people can hurt people. Because he's hurt and he has like a part of himself hidden and that he's never allowed to embrace, and it's shamed many times from many different people towards him. So he attacks this innocent girl and forces her to kill herself in order to survive. That's how she felt. So she's Catherine Pierce. She's a survivor. As we all know, she's a badass. And she likes to... So she had Trevor and Elijah looking out for her already before she could compel. Then she becomes a vampire and she ends up going in her own direction. And eventually we see her in 1864 where she runs into Stefan. And we find out later that is because of the doppelganger curse. Not curse, but like the doppelganger or whatever it is. So the first two people that like... First two immortals were Silas and Amara. Amara is also played by Nina Dobrev. And she... So anyways, they keep finding... Like, the universe keeps having more people like them be born together so the curse can be broken. It's like a loophole. It's one of nature's loopholes to get this going. So that's why these doppelgangers keep coming up. And so, but Klaus ends up killing her whole bloodline because he's mad at her and takes it out on her, which like is so not fair at all. And probably the reason she became a villain. She gets banned by her father. She gets chased to be dead just because of her existence, and her face looks like somebody else. And then she runs in. So now she's running into Stefan. She has no family. This is like 300 and something years later. And 1492 to 1864. So yeah. And then she, you see her again and again just manipulate to get what she wants. So she is literally living in the Salvatore house. She is telling them, she is like leading on both Stefan and Damon, playing games with their minds. It's okay to love them both. I did. But anyways, so she's supposed to be in this tomb for 150 years. Damon is trying to get her out, and he finally has to wait for the comet to come around. And so when the comet comes around, he's about to go do it, and he can't. So they find another way to get into this tomb. And eventually they get into the tomb. Catherine is not in there. It turns out that because Anna, the daughter of Pearl, her mother is in there. So she keeps playing game and acting like he's in there, even though she knew that Catherine was not in there. She had seen her in the 80s. And she knew where Damon was. She didn't care. So he's like madly in love with her, trying to save her all this time. And she's just running off, doing her thing. She's in love with Stefan. And I think Elijah too. But she wants Stefan for some reason. Everybody wants Stefan. But I think it's mostly because it's Stefan's story and he wrote it. He says, I'm a vampire and this is my story. That's why everyone's like, it's Stefan. It's always going to be Stefan. So Catherine's not in this tomb for 150 years. And then you see in like the 1920s, like when Stefan meets Klaus. Because Stefan also knew Klaus, but he was compelled by Klaus because the original vampires can compel other vampires. They're the only ones. And you see Catherine like following them then. She knew about the necklace. She knew about, she's always one step ahead of everybody. She was in the 70s in New York. She was getting fake IDs through Damon, watching Damon. She's watching everybody. She's stealth. She is, she's just on point. She doesn't care about rules. She does what she wants. She ends up turning, the best thing that she did for me was turn Caroline into a vampire because, so glad we got to see Caroline be a vampire because that's who she was meant to be. Everybody doubts her. I like how they click really well too. And how Caroline is like, Elena, you accessorize now when Catherine's in Elena's body after everybody thinks Catherine's dead. Catherine does whatever it takes. And even in the end, she's like, okay, first of all, she's like there with the cure. She gets the cure before everybody else. As soon as Jeremy's there, she's like, whoop, got it. Dead. Jeremy's dead. And Elijah, she has Elijah in on it to make a deal for her, for Klaus, so she can give Klaus the cure because she knows that's what he wants. She sends Haley to do things for her because Haley's looking for her birth mother, but then Haley ends up getting knocked up by her when Klaus goes to rescue him, which is how we have the originals. Even in like 1864, so she has one of the Lockwood boys like get her out of the tomb. She has people trying to save her all over the place. Damon and Stefan try to save her and they actually almost get her, like they almost ruin her plan. And then they die because their own father shot them. But she's just always, I love how she's just always, she knows everything. She literally tries so hard. I mean, she doesn't try hard. She just does. She's just a badass. She survives. Even when she becomes a human, and I do love that in the end she loves her daughter because she does get herself killed in order to say goodbye to her daughter, even though she was afraid to go to Klaus, which she should have just done in the first place. He may have made a deal with her, but Nina Dobrev was already playing two characters and it was a lot, and they were in season 5, they had Catherine in there quite a lot. Quite a lot. So she has Elijah around her finger. She's had Trevor around her finger. Damon and Stefan at one point. Stefan ends up wanting nothing to do with her. And he gets over it eventually. I like how she keeps being Elena. She pretends to be Elena quite a lot. And she's pretty good at it. Seriously, I don't think Nina Dobrev gets enough credit, and I do hear people talking about it, but like she should have got some kind of award other than her and Damon having the most chemistry because she plays these characters so amazingly and differently that I think I forget that they are played by the same actress like constantly. In New York City, Catherine is actually like trying to stay away from Damon, and Damon is making this deal with this other vampire. I don't know if he's a vampire then, but he is when we see him again in the future. He's still doing stuff for Catherine, clearly, because he was sent to kill Haley when Klaus does save Haley. And so Damon sees him because Klaus bit him. And him and Rebecca are teaming up, and Rebecca brings her brother's blood to heal him, but he ends up killing him because when he saw him, he's like, he was too far gone. But I don't think that was true, honestly. I think he just is Damon. So Damon didn't cure him and didn't want to tell Rebecca about the lead. So Damon goes to New York City with Elena and makes it Elena think that, like, because she's a new vampire at this point. And Elena thinks it's about just feeding and having fun with her humanity off and getting away with it, because he was able to do that in the 70s, where he actually had an interaction with Lexi. So he was making... he had a deal with the bar owner that he would kill certain people. He kept getting like a 5'7 brunette over and over, repeat customer. And it turns out it was Catherine, clearly, because they knew each other. Catherine was able to use Damon to stay away from Damon. How ironic. I don't know how she did it, but she had every Mason Lockwood. She had him doing dirty work for her, getting the moonstone and turning whoever she needed to turn to get what she wanted. Klaus knows that she's like, has a feeling she's on Vervain and doesn't trust his instincts. And I think Klaus knows she's going to run when they're like, when she finally, I did not think she was going to go to Damon, but she did. She's like, I owed you one because you brought me the Vervain. So she brings him the blood. He gets healed right after him and Elena kiss. And she's like, it's okay to love them both. I did. And then Stefan spends like the next months going and doing Ripa stuff because of what he had to do to get the blood. And then Catherine is able to get the cure. She, like, you don't even really know she's around, and she still comes back and gets the cure. She gets... she's literally always 25 steps ahead of everybody. And she's there, like, I love that she was there in the 20s. I love her. I love the cut they gave her. Everything about it was great and imperfect for her. And then she's also back in Chicago again talking to Damon. Her and Damon have actually really good moments. Even like, they're both just like talking shit to each other, but I love it. I'm there for it. I eat it up. And so she's there and she actually saves Stefan. She's in love with Stefan. So she's like, I heard about that sister. Be careful. And he's like, I'm glad to know you care. I think they should have been Endgame and not Steriline. But that's another story. Eventually in season 5, Catherine dies because she does truly love her daughter that she gave up for at birth. Even like when she's in the ball, she has like another witch like involved, not the ball, but the masquerade thing that they do. She makes it look like she's Elena. She's not. She gets into Elena's house. I mean, looking like somebody must definitely come in handy, because they would have never found... Like she covered her tracks constantly. She killed loose ends. She made sure everybody died. She did what she needed to do. She's involved with Elena's mom, Isabel. She's... and John, her father. She just is... she... literally is in like almost every storyline behind the scenes. She dies and she ends up going to hell, and then she eventually even has the devil wrapped around her little finger. Like, why do you guys think the devil was interested in you guys? Like, because I was, and because I run everything, because I'm Catherine Pierce. And Kai Parker's like, guess who's coming? The baddest bitch of all. And you know it's her. It's great. I love that she comes back at the end. I love that she's the first villain. And then she's like, the last villain in the that series, at least. And, like, in the Vampire Diaries, obviously. I don't think she was supposed... Like, I don't think she started out as a villain, but she was very good at it. And... through her trauma, she became a villain and did what she needed to do to get by. At least that's how she felt. And she really did it well. She... So when you see, when Rebecca and Elena take Damon's car to go get the cure from Catherine, to get it back from Catherine, she is like, hey... Elena stops at this thing and Rebecca's like, I want to keep going, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden they run into somebody and she's like, I'm hungry. So she tries to feed on her and she goes, Catherine, like, I told you I like to be fed from the wrist and not the neck. And then Rebecca's like, well, how do you know Catherine? She's like, who? So she only talks to Elena because Elena looks identical to Catherine and she assumes that that is Catherine. In her brain, that's Catherine she's talking to. So that's why the compulsion works. Or doesn't work. Because it's technically not Catherine. But she thinks it is. So in her mind, she's being compelled to do it right. To only talk to Catherine. And then Catherine... So they figure that out. And that's how she, like, gets away with everything. Because nobody can... Every time she compels people, she tells them that they can only talk to her about it, which is really smart when you're covering your tracks. And she has somebody hide the cure. She has Elijah. And then so Rebecca hates Catherine because, like, she saw her brothers fight for a girl that looked like her and then her, and now she hates Elena too. She thought Elena was her friend, though. That's a little different, but whatever. She doesn't like Catherine. So she just wants the cure, basically. And Catherine Elena pretends to be Catherine and meets E.M. at 1 o'clock, and it ends up being Elijah Michelson. They say M because you think it's M, and then they try to get you. She goes, I'm not worried. Like, Elijah's like, give me back whatever. Give me back Catherine or Elena gets it. And he's like, the same thing goes to you. And then Stefan's on the phone with Elijah, and she's like, Elijah goes, Catherine can handle herself against the two of you. He goes, you mean the three of us? Baby sisters join Team Good Guy for the time being. I don't know if they're Team Good Guy. Not gonna lie, but whatever. And it's just cool to see Catherine. Like, she's always, always ahead of the game. She does not follow by anybody's rules but her own. She's like, game on. Like, I'm going to do what I want. She's got Kaya Parker. And he's like a psychopath. I want to talk about him. She's got Kaya Parker, the devil. She's just like, seduction is her superpower. Let me tell you. When she's a human, I love how she, like, helps Stefan when she becomes a human again, when she takes the cure, when it's forced down her throat by Elena, because she is trying to kill Elena because she is jealous of Elena. She's like, you got my happy ending, you get everything I want, blah, 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 blah. And she tries killing her, so Elena has no choice but to sneak attack and give her the cure. So now she's human. And then the cure gets sucked out of her by Silas. And we think she's going to die then. But she doesn't. She keeps living because she just slowly dies. We didn't realize that was going to happen that way. There was really no consistency with the cure, honestly. It doesn't make sense at all to me. But whatever. So she, like, sees that Stefan is struggling because he was in... First of all, the doppelgangers are getting, like, messages about Stefan, both her and Elena, to draw them out there. But, oh, I love when Stefan... So he was, like, in a safe. Katsia takes him out because he was supposed to be putting Silas in the... Now Silas is walking around as Stefan. People think he's Stefan. He's, like, convincing people... Buddy Stefan, he's doing evil things, whatever. And it's funny when he says that Elena can't come because clearly you guys have never loved a woman who has her face like Catherine. And then Elena. But yeah, sure. But I love how Catherine does love Stefan, and she's like, helps him get through his PTSD in the safe, and they have like a moment, and then they end up hooking up, and she's like, oh, because what I was doing last night when Damon, she's like, gotta tell Damon, and it's funny. She's like and I love when she says the brother who loved me too much, and the brother who didn't. Oh, or I think it's the other way around. The brother who didn't love me enough and the brother who loved me too much. Either way, she says that. And then Damon goes, and the evil slut vampire who didn't love anybody but herself. And it's true, but, like, that's how she's had to live, like, loving only herself. And there's so many other moments where she just, like, crushes it. And she's pretty great. Like I said, she shows up at the care. She shows up. She knows to turn Caroline into a vampire, which, thank you so much. She manipulates Caroline into not letting Stefan and Elena be together. She will harm anybody in her way to get her end plan. She ties up all of her loose ends. She brings in Haley to get the moonstone. She brings in the Lockwood guy, Mason Lockwood, who, by the way, they shouldn't have killed off. He's very sexy, and they should have kept him on a little bit longer. She brings in Isabel and John. They all want this moonstone. They didn't want the vampires out of the tomb because Catherine, because it's a lot of fucking vampires to get out of the tomb, but Catherine is sitting in the tomb, and she's like, when Klaus does come, or whatever, I'll be the safest freaking vampire here. Because no vampire is going to want to come in the tomb. And she's so right. And I love it. And she really could have been someone with Elijah as well. Or Stefan. I don't know who I would have liked more. But I think that I honestly like Stefan with her mostly. But she could have worked out with Elijah too. Just because I don't have another endgame for Stefan. Not really. Not one that doesn't belong to somebody else better. And Catherine has a lot of people convinced. Like, that she's Elena, like, when she does not die. And I don't know how Bonnie did not know, because I think she was getting, like, overwhelmed by the travelers or whatever. So I don't know how she didn't know, but whatever. And they're all sitting there, like, taking shots about her death, and Stefan comes down and defends her, and I love that. But the thing is, like, if it came down to it, if it came down to her or Stefan, it would be her. She would ruin Stefan again. But she tries to get Stefan. And her. I don't know how she does it all. I'm baffled. She's literally everywhere and 90 steps ahead of everybody. She is, like, a very good strategist. She should be in charge of something else, because she would do well. I would have loved to see her and Klaus work together, or her and Elijah work together, honestly. Honestly, her and Klaus. Because even, like, she has the vervain from Damon. And she almost, like, dies burning herself. To prove that she's not on vervain, which she is. But she'll play the part until she gets what she wants. I like when Caroline tricks her, though, into going into the thing. Into that room. She's like, I did it. I can't believe I outsmarted you. But then she's linked to Elena. Another step ahead. She's linked to Elena, so anything they do to her, to Catherine and they're doing to Elena, which Damon and Seven obviously don't want. So she finds a way to survive and to be ahead of everybody every single time. She's got spies everywhere and people looking out for her all the time, which mostly I think it's by seduction, like I've said. And then she even goes to Whitmore and pretends to be Elena by, because Elena is now a vampire and she's actually now human, which it starts out the other way when we first see Catherine. And she like walks into this room pretending to be Elena, but it's actually Catherine, which is kind of cool. She helps them, convince them that she's human. And then she outs herself to get what she wants. But then the vampire guy actually screws her over and just takes the venom, because he's never really come across vampire venom before. It's harder to come by. Not vampire venom. I'm sorry, werewolf venom. Because werewolf venom is harder to come by. I forget who bites her. Oh, Tyler bit her because she's pretending to be Elena in Elena's body. Elena has like nightmares about this because Catherine pretended to be her, broke up with Damon, and Damon should have known. And she didn't. He didn't. Because he's so damaged as well. And I blame that on Catherine. Catherine definitely made some of my favorite vampires. But Klaus did too, because he makes Marcel. Like, Stefan and Elena think they are, like, pretending that they're broken up, and they think that they've tricked Catherine, but nobody can trick Catherine. And she's in her house because she got invited in when she makes out with Damon to think that Elena would kiss Damon. And it bothers me so much about Elena when this happens, when she kisses Damon. And I am jumping around, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. So when Damon gets kissed by Catherine and he thinks it's Elena, Jenna invites her in, so now she has access to the house and she's snooping and asking Jenna for information. She switches out the vervain so she can compel her for information, and she finds out that Stefan and Elena are still sneaking around together, and she doesn't like that. And has Jenna stab herself. So, but then Elena is like, I would never kiss you, Damon. Why would you think it would be me? And it's so hypocritical. And that's like another reason that I just hate Elena. But the fact that I hate Elena so much and love Catherine so much, and they are, it's either because of my trauma or because Nina Dobrev is like an amazing actress. And I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. But Nina Dobrev is, I can't even get over how great it is. And I never will. So, but like, I hate how Elena's like, I can believe that you think that, I believe you would kiss me, but I don't know how you would believe that I would kiss you back. I would never do that. It's Stefan. Like, it's always going to be Stefan. And it's like, not, it ends up not always being Stefan, obviously. It ends up being Damon, which you can see from the get-go. I hate people like that who like try to deny their feelings when they're clear to everybody else. And even Caroline does that with Klaus, but she's more open about why it's different a little bit, sort of. I just don't like Elena. And she, like, pretends that she's good. Like, Caroline knows that it's wrong, and she tries to fight it out loud, like, and then eventually she just gives in. But I think that's part of the reason why Caroline preaches to Elena so much about Damon. am at, but again, a separate topic. I love when Catherine, I love Catherine. I love every step that she takes. She learns how to be a traveler. And I like it in the scene where she does break up with Damon, because like for a second, so like Elena's body's coming through, coming back, and she's like, she knocks the people out that are like, she knocks Nadia out and the other chick that's doing the spell thing. And they're going to get rid of Catherine's body, so Elena's permanent. And I think that's what happens. But everybody starts to notice after a few weeks, which is like really sad. And she's run into Damon because they're getting into a fight, and she's feels safe. And she should have just said, "Damon, I'm Catherine, help. Damon, Catherine's trying to take me over," but she doesn't. And then all of a sudden, in that moment, she's gone. And she's like, "We're over. Like, you hurt people. I don't have to worry about the next thing you lashing out." And then he goes and lashes out and does what she says. So now the reason Catherine hurt Damon. And then she tries to like get Stefan. She like hides information about Damon from Stefan when she knows where he is and could save him, because Enzo calls. And she tries to get Stefan to kill Damon by him feeding on her. She's just twisted. She's manipulative. I don't like these type of people in real life, but there's something about it in fictional characters that I truly enjoy. Again, probably that trauma. She like knows more about everybody's lives than they do themselves, which is crazy to think about, but probably true. So she kills Jeremy, which is like a devastating scene. Like the Elena scene when she burns her house down was so good. I had seen somewhere that her grandfather actually died like very closely while that scene was being filmed, and she like really, so that's why it was so good. But even if that's not true, I think she's just a great actress. Like I've said 100 times. And then when she's back in Chicago and she's telling Stefan like, "Be careful about that sister." I know I already said that too, but I heard she's bad news, and she's like watching them, and then she is able to save Stefan from the witch who's figuring it out about Elena, and Stefan's refusing to work with her, which is making her mad, or like, but she's just got something about her. I don't know. And then for her to come back to have Matt's mom. Like, nobody knows Matt's mom's dead also. Like, I understand she disappears, but this has been, like, years. Like, they do, like, jumps. The last time you see her is, like, season 1 or 2, I think. And then you don't see her again until, like, the last episode or before the right before the last episode. And she's working with Catherine. And she had been dead and nobody had known. Nobody found her body like they did with Vicky. They just thought she was just off at, with Pete at Virginia Beach. Or whoever her boyfriend was that week. Which is like really kind of sad. And then when you see Elena talking to Bonnie, because Bonnie is dead. But I think she's dead for a minute. And she's like, no, you have to go back. This isn't right. Elena says to Bonnie. And so she sees Elena in this like cross point. And then you see Damon and Stefan walk in and they see Elena's coffin open. And she's like, oh my God, what about Bonnie? Like, is Bonnie okay? And it's like this really horrible wig because she doesn't have long hair anymore. And they should have just changed that, but whatever. Because we hadn't seen Catherine or Elena in 2 years because she's been in a sleeping spell. And Catherine was dead. And Catherine is like... And then it ends up being Catherine. Like, he's like, oh my God, is it true? Like, this is... And then all of a sudden, he instantly knows. Damon always knows when it's Catherine, like, right away. That's love. He knows it's not his baby. And he loves Elena from the beginning. And I don't think it has anything to do with Catherine. I think it has everything to do with that from the moment that she tells, like, she's kind to him because nobody's kind to him because he doesn't want people to see kindness to him. And in that moment, he cares about her. But then you see, so Catherine fakes him out, and it's Catherine. And Stefan's like, you gotta be kidding me, it's this bitch. Like, and she says what Damon says in the very first episode, or the second, whatever, one of the first couple episodes. I think it's the first one. And she says, they're like, what are you up to? And she's like, that's for me to know and for you to dot, dot, dot. Damon says that line to when he has Vicky on top of the roof. To Stefan. Don't know how she knows about that, but she must have. And she was probably like hiding in a tree somewhere. Who knows? She's so good. She's so good at getting what she wants done. She's the freaking moonstone. Everybody wants her. I don't know what she says, but I love it when she says it. I really would like a spinoff series with just her. I would love it. Even if we don't see any of the other characters again. And even if she comes back as human, like, I'd be cool with it. They'd figure out something. So I just want to sum it up with saying that Catherine is probably my favorite villain. She's definitely my favorite female villain in this series completely. She's very strategic and logical, and she knows what to do. She knows about everything that's going on around her. And so she finally, I also think that she just came back from hell. I think she came back from hell literally because she knew that she could get Stefan to spend eternity with her in hell. Because he has a martyr complex, and that's why he's the hero in his own story. So because he's really not that good. He's horrible, actually. But he's written to be good because, like, this is his story. So he's got to write himself as the hero, obviously. Damon's not good either, but he's not portrayed as good. Stefan, however, is. And so I think Catherine's game plan was to get Stefan to sacrifice himself, which he didn't have to do. I hate it. Poor Caroline. That's all I'm going to say. He sacrificed himself for his brother and Elena's happiness. But she knew he would. Catherine knew he would. And he would leave her in the pits of hell, so they had to die together. He could have jumped out at the last second. But he didn't. But he would have been dying if he did that anyways, because he gave Damon the cure. He should have just kept the cure. I guess not the best plan, I guess. But she knew he would do that. And she's like, now we're stuck together forever, baby. And she always gets what she wants. She says it, she knows it, and she does it. And there are just so many points where she does. But again, like I said, I think that she is an amazing villain. I think that she started out as a good character, like as a good person or vampire or whatever, but through life's circumstances she became evil and had to, in out of survival, and that's all she could see, which I mean, duh. And I do think that she got the devil involved with Stefan so he would sacrifice himself to kill her, because I think she's even the reason that Vicky, yeah, so she even gets Vicky involved. She does, I forgot about that. And then she gets Vicky involved to like ring the bell to let her out and or whatever. She's calling the shots from hell. She might as well be the devil herself because she's that badass. I want that so bad. I want her to come back as the devil. In the end, she's Catherine Pierce. She's a survivor, and she gets what she wants. However, she needs to. And now she's with Stefan forever. While he waits for Damon to come back. I'm sure him and Klaus are just chilling together. Cleffin brothers. Wonder how Elijah feels about that. Sorry, this has nothing to do with Catherine, but I just love her. And she would be a great devil. And she definitely had Stefan manipulated into killing himself. She knew he would. So they could be together forever. And, well, I think that's all I got for now. Hope you guys enjoy my podcast. If you guys want to see me do rewatches, let me know. Or, like, anything else. I'm really not trying to do rewatches, but, I mean, I will. I'll do whatever anybody's interested in, as long as it's, depends. For the most part, I'm down for anything. I enjoy you guys being here. I'm going to try to post this on YouTube. I don't know how to edit like videos and match it up. I don't know what software to use yet, so I'm still working on that. It might just be a podcast. I don't know yet. So I have the audio going too at the same time. But I truly wanted to put my opinion out there about Catherine and what I think I would like to see with her, or what they should have done. I mean, not really what they should have done, because they did her great. But what they could do, or I just don't understand how she was always 19,000 steps ahead. But I love that about her and how she tied up every loose end. She had people compelled to kill other people or to kill themselves or whatever. But she got what she wanted in the end.